Welcome everyone. Continue with Shmiras Loshon, Shar Zechira, Perek Tes, Shin number 63, with the Chofetz Chaim depicts the terrible punishment for the Baal Loshon Hara in Olam Haba in these following words. Before we read the words, I want to ask a question to you listening on the recording, to you in person. Why did Hashem create Gehenna? When I was in Eretz Yisrael in May, so my uncle says to me, we were taking a little bus. I said, little, so just a few blocks. He says to me, down there is Gehenna. That's Gehenna down there. The entrance to Gehenna. That's called Gehenna. That's what, you know what I'm talking about? That's what he says to me. Fine. Okay. That's what he said. Down there. Hey, you come out of the Kaisel area, the street over there. That's what he said to me. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Gehenna? And the answer is, because just like we have clothing that get dirty, and you put the clothing in the washing machine, and depending on what type of dirt, what type of material you're cleaning, you put on the delicate cycle, you put on the heavy cycle, you put in cold, you put in hot water, you put in bleach, you don't put in bleach. Okay, yeah. You have to know how to wash your clothing. If you get your hands dirty, what kind of, the mechanic doesn't use the same type of soap that you use while the washing the dishes. He uses a strong soap to get that black schmutz off his hands. Every type of schmutz and dirt needs to be cleansed with the proper approach. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berachamov, with His mercy, created Gehenna. We think Gehenna is the punishment because Hashem is like, Mina Ras. No, Chas V'Shalom, that's not the pshat. Because Hashem loves us, He created Gehenna. It's an opportunity for our neshama in that makom, in that place, to be cleansed according to the proper way, whether it's a heavy cycle, a light cycle, delicate, so you put in the delicate cycle, hot water, cold water, and that's how the neshama will be cleansed. With that little introduction, now you'll see why I gave that, I said this is now. Ure'ei. Es goydil onshom, come and see now the great punishment for the Baal Lashon Hara, for the habitual Baal Lashon Hara. Shekemat avor goydil chetom, because of their horrific aveira. Goydil chetom, ein yecholis, it's almost impossible Begehenim l'nakoisam in the oven. It's almost impossible, incapable of Gehenim wiping away the averas from the neshama on the neshama from speaking lashon hara, for the baal lashon hara, for the habitual offender of lashon hara. You hear what this means? Person gets his hands dirty. My children come from playing ball. And I ask them to wash their hands. So they go to the sink, turn on the water. I said, no. Please use some soap. So they look at their hands. Why? I just washed my hands. What's the problem? I said, please use some soap. And then all of a sudden they use the soap. You see all the schmutz and the filth coming down. But if it's grease from a car, or it's grease from something else, that little soap's not going to do the job. You need a good, powerful soap. The Chofetz Chaim brings over here that the Avera of Lashon Hara is so horrific, Shekim'at, that it's almost impossible. Ein yecholis b'gehenim l'nakoisim in the oven. Because speaking Lashon Hara is so terrible. So what's wrong if Gehenna doesn't clean the neshama? If Gehenna doesn't clean the neshama, the neshama stays away from Kadosh Baruch Hu l'yoylam va'ed, netzach netzachim, forever and ever. That's the worst. That is the worst. Brings a Tony de Velio. Where does the Chofetz Chaim get this from? When you Ruach HaKodesh? Oh, yeah, he had Ruach HaKodesh Mestoma. But he gets it over here from the Tana Devel Yom Perik Yud Ches. Chai. K'shem she'arishoy nesap l'moshe nahara v'oyle ad kis Yaakovoy, the same way that the Rishoyim, they speak Lashon Hara, and it pierces through the Shemayim, the heavens, and it goes straight up to the Kis Yaakovot. Kimoikein, so too Yordin Malochin mi Pia Gvuro and Noitl Noison Arishoim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachi Asharis, the ministering angels, the servants of Hashem, to take this person, this Baal Lashon Hara, and throw him down to the deepest part of Gehenim. You ready for this now? At that moment, Gehenim is given the mouth to speak. And Gehenim speaks and says to Hashem, Riboyno Shaloilom, Master of the Universe, Riboyno Shaloilom, what's going on over here? Ein li yecholis lifroya lehem dai kefi oynesh lehem. You didn't create me with enough bleach to destroy the rishus, the evilness that came out from these people, from their mouths. This is Gehenim talking now. And Gehenim is saying, I can't deal with this Aveir alone. Ein li yecholis lefroyo lehem, dai kifi oynesh lehem, ve'ein kol ha'olam kulo yochlitein lehem, dai puranusum. And not just me, but the whole entire world, if we would all work together to punish this Baal Lashon Hara. Min ha'oretz v'ad l'rkiya, from the land down here up to the heavens, we all together don't have the ability to punish this Baal Lashon Hara kefi yecholis. We'll stop here with this point. We'll pick up, and we're in the middle of this Tani Devel Yo. You see over here, the Chavetz Chaim is bringing the severity. We don't realize this. The question is, do we realize this? If a person realizes how horrific, I just said before I turned on the recorder, I said a story, I was walking with a person, and the person heard someone else starting to talk a little Lashon Hara. He diverted the conversation to something else. And that person doesn't necessarily know what the Chavetz Chaim just said about Tana d'Elio. But now that we do, we have to make sure that if we hear someone about to speak Lashon Hara, and if we have this Yetzahara that says to us, that person, what he did to you was so disgusting, you could get him back. You could send that text message. You could send that email. And he deserves it. You could say a few words to someone else in shul, on the street when you meet someone, and you can get him back what he deserves. That's the Yetzirah talking now. Let us remind ourselves of this medrash that the Chafetz Chaim brings down. That Gehenim says, Hashem, you didn't create me with enough fire inside to burn away the schmutz of this Aveira, the filth of Lashon Hara. From the Oretz to the Shemayim, and everything included in between, we don't have kemat enough, almost enough, to wipe away the Aveira from the Baal Lashon Hara.